اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, last week, Dars of the Quran had commenced. We started first with lessons of the Quran, Mawlana Muhammad did that for 2 days. And inshallah, for the next 2 days, we'll be doing hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran as a guidance, a means of hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a clear book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, that we have sent down this Quran so that you may explain it to the people. The explanation of the Quran, various commands, injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been very beautifully and very clearly explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his words, in his actions. For example, salah. Allah says, aqimu salah, establish salah. So how are we to perform our salah? The details are not mentioned in the Quran, but it is found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we should perform a wudu, what time we should read our salah, how many rakats of salah do we read, which are the fard acts of salah, which are the wajib acts of salah, which are the sunnat acts of salah, which factors break our salah. So all these details have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should bear in mind that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not speak of his own desires. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. It was divine revelation that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he would give a command. Then he would prohibit a sahabi. You find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his sunnah, in his seerah, there were various occasions when a sahabi came forward and asked a question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer immediately until wahi came down to him, and then he gave the answer or the solution. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions thousands of ahadith, and in the time of sahaba, many of them memorized those ahadith. Commonly, like Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, many other sahaba, they byhearted these ahadith and they transmitted it to their students, and then they passed it on to their students, and it carried on in this way right through this very day. There's a whole link, there's a transmission of these narrations that link us right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we find there were great scholars who compiled these ahadith, like Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, who we discussed inshallah, Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Nasai rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi, and many others then compiled books or booklets. Some wrote many volumes, some smaller, in which they collated or they gathered ahadith from these different sources. And the purpose of all these books is to make it easy for us to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the Quran as the first source of sharia, and thereafter it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which we gain from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah we will be doing this kitab, Riyadus Salihin. And this is a kitab that is very maqbool in Allah. It is accepted. The acceptance of this kitab, you will find that it is read and studied in most of the madaris of the world, Arab and non-Arab countries. It is read even in homes. In fact, some scholars have even went to the fact to state that it will be very strange to find a Muslim home without any of the books of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, like a kitab like Riyadus Salihin. So inshallah we should sit with the right niyat that, Ya Allah, I want to learn the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that I could apply this, bring this into my life. And inshallah if you listen attentively, you will find the treasures of knowledge that we will try inshallah and impart and share. We will discuss about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the beautiful lineage, the names, the biographies, and of course, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will teach us how we should dress, what type of clothing we should wear, our eating, the manners of eating, the etiquettes of eating, etiquettes of making salam, etiquettes of the masjid, etiquettes of home, our business dealings. So all these are part of what we will learn in this hadith kitab. It is known as Riyadus Salihin. Riyad actually is the plural of Rawdatun. In Arabic, Rawdatun means a garden. Riyad means gardens. Salihin, plural of Salih, which means pious, a pious person. So gardens of the pious people. Approximately in this book, there are 1,800 ahadith, and these have been spread out over 372 chapters. So inshallah, we will discuss from this kitab very briefly. It is only 8 minutes every morning because we have to go to work and many people have got other work to do. So inshallah, we'll keep it as brief as possible and we will continue in this way. The author's choice of ahadith perfectly fits the needs of those desiring moral refinement. And this is what we require, tazkiyah of the heart. So in this kitab especially, we'll find those ahadith that will talk about the reality of dunya. We talk about our real goal, the Akhirah. And it will help us to purge and get rid of all our spiritual maladies. For example, lying, pride, arrogance, jealousy, and so many other harmful diseases. That when we read these ahadith and we hear these ahadith, that a person who has an iota of pride shall never enter paradise, it will shake us up. It will make us understand and make us alert that this is something that I need to get out of my heart. So like this, any person desiring moral refinement, these type of books of ahadith, they help us in our spiritual reformation. And also, the fundamental principles of deen, our iman, it will strengthen our iman. Our salat, it will perfect our salat. Our discharging of zakat, hajj, and all the other, and fasting, how we should keep roza, and what we should do whilst we are fasting, what we should not do whilst we are fasting. So it will develop also our spiritual self and our akhlaq, our character. Inshallah, if we study this kitab, we will see the barakah in our lives. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll discuss the author, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great scholar who came from a place called Hauran or Nawa, which is in the northwest of Damascus. And we know the focus today is in Syria and Damascus. And you see this great personality, the type of life he led, his spirituality, and the nur that came out of this person that enabled him to write this kitab and many other books which every single alim requires in his studies. Inshallah, if you listen to these ahadith or these about these pious predecessors of ours, inshallah, we will find some nur in our life. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.